2. The Reality of God. God is primal reality in the spirit world. God is the source of truth in the mind spheres. God overshadows all throughout the material realms. To all created intelligences, God is a personality, and to the universe of universes, He is the first source and center of eternal reality. God is neither man-like nor machine-like. The First Father is universal spirit, eternal truth, infinite reality, and Father personality. The eternal God is infinitely more than reality idealized or the universe personalized. God is not simply the supreme desire of man, the mortal quest objectified. Neither is God merely a concept, the power potential of righteousness. The universal Father is not a synonym for nature, neither is He natural law personified. God is a transcendent reality, not merely man's traditional concept of supreme values. God is not a psychological focalization of spiritual meanings, neither is He the noblest work of man. God may be any or all of these concepts in the minds of men, but He is more. He is a saving person and a loving Father to all who enjoy spiritual peace on earth and who crave to experience personality survival in death. The actuality of the existence of God is demonstrated in human experience by the indwelling of the Divine Presence, the Spirit Monitor, sent from Paradise to live in the mortal mind of man, and there to assist in evolving the immortal soul of eternal survival. The presence of this Divine Adjuster in the human mind is disclosed by 3 experiential phenomena. 1. The intellectual capacity for knowing God, God consciousness. 2. The spiritual urge to find God, God-seeking. 3. The personality craving to be like God, the wholehearted desire to do the Father's will. The existence of God can never be proved by scientific experiment or by the pure reason of logical deduction. God can be realized only in the realms of human experience. Nevertheless, the true concept of the reality of God is reasonable to logic, plausible to philosophy, essential to religion, and indispensable to any hope of personality survival. Those who know God have experienced the fact of His presence. Such God-knowing mortals hold in their personal experience the only positive proof of the existence of the living God which one human being can offer to another. The existence of God is utterly beyond all possibility of demonstration, except for the contact between the God consciousness of the human mind and the God presence of the thought adjuster that indwells the mortal intellect and is bestowed upon man as the free gift of the universal Father. In theory, you may think of God as the Creator, and He is the personal creator of Paradise and the central universe of perfection, but the universes of time and space are all created and organized by the Paradise core of the Creator's sons. The Universal Father is not the personal creator of the local universe of Nebadon. The universe in which you live is the creation of His son, Michael. Though the Father does not personally create the evolutionary universes, He does control them in many of their universal relationships and in certain of their manifestations of physical, mindal, and spiritual energies. God the Father is the personal creator of the Paradise universe and, in association with the Eternal Son, the creator of all other personal universe creators. As a physical controller in the material universe of universes, the first source and center functions in the patterns of the eternal Isle of Paradise. And through this absolute gravity center, the eternal God exercises cosmic overcontrol of the physical level, equally in the central universe and throughout the universe of universes. As mind, God functions in the deity of the infinite spirit. As spirit, God is manifest in the person of the eternal Son and in the persons of the divine children of the eternal Son. This interrelation of the first source and center with the coordinate persons and absolutes of Paradise does not in the least preclude the direct personal action of the Universal Father throughout all creation and on all levels thereof. Through the presence of His fragmentized spirit, the Creator Father maintains immediate contact with His creature children and His created universes.